know about you, but I thought I was dreaming yesterday when I read the story about police swooping on a suspected member of a right-wing organization, and they came across a small arms cache in this particular raid. Now, investigators say that Dani Groenewald, 52, can be linked to the Boere Legioene, otherwise known as the Boere Legion. Now, Groenewald made a brief appearance at the Hanke Magistrates Court on Thursday. He was arrested, as I said, by the Hawks Crimes Against the State team. So, a very good morning to you, Captain Pilani Mkwalase. This, indeed, the first of what one would imagine will be more arrests if your investigations bear fruit.
Yes, good morning to you, sir, and your listeners. The investigation is ongoing, and we cannot at this stage rule out any possible arrest.
What do we know about Dani Groenewald?
Right, the matter ordinarily is at court, and therefore we are limited to what we can say. But the facts are as follows that can be shared with the general public. On Wednesday, the Crimes Against the State investigation team of the Hawks in Western Cape acted on information and conducted a preliminary investigation, which was carried out in Thornhill near Port Elizabeth and at a farm there. And that's where firearms and two firearms and ammunition, about 400 and close to 500, 490 something, 92 to be precise, ammunition were found. Those ammunition ranged between those of a 9mm pistol and a .22 and .303 rifles.
Okay.
And upon conducting the search and seizure, the 52-year-old Dani Groenewald was then arrested. And yesterday, he appeared before Hanke Magistrates Court, and he was granted 1,000 rand bail, and the matter was then postponed to the 22nd of May. For further investigation.
Now, obviously, according to those reports, he is linked to the Boere Legioene or the Boere Legion. If one just goes to their website, they say that they are a passive organization devoted to defending white South Africans against being slaughtered and having their land and property stolen. Now, I don't know about passive people carrying guns. Would these investigations include, if you can go there, investigations into Boere Legioene as an organization?
Well, with us, our investigation is limited to criminality, to criminal act or criminal activities.
Hmm.
And you would know in this country, possession of illegal firearm and ammunition is a chargeable offense, and it's a matter that can be investigated. We do not want to venture into the political motivations of why groups are formed. That is not our issue. People are at liberty to form any groups for whatever purpose, whether it's a soccer team, whether it's what, we won't venture into that. But our focus is the criminal act, which is the possession of illegal firearms, to that particular individual. And the investigation is ongoing. Should there be a need to extend the investigation into the possession of illegal firearm and perhaps the use of those, that you can rest assured is a matter that we are looking at with keen interest.
Now, you say investigations continue. Is it a national investigation, or is it limited to the Western Cape at the moment?
At this stage, I can safely say the investigation is limited to this particular incident where illegal firearms have been used. But of course, an investigation can cover quite a wide range of activities, and it will be determined by what comes out of the investigation as to how far the investigation is going to go on.
Fair enough. Captain Pilani Mkwalase, thank you very much for your time this morning.